107.1 CJCSFM. Good morning. I'm Jamie Caudill. It's hockey action, Sutherland Cup time. Joining us in studio is Casey Kenny with the details. Casey, good to see you.
Hey, good to see you, Jamie. Pretty exciting, eh, that the Sutherland Cup final has come down to a battle of Perth County. Who would have thought that before it all got started, you know, earlier this season? Who would have imagined that? But yeah, it's pretty cool.
So it's Listowel Cyclones and the St. Mary's Lincolns. What are your thoughts heading into game one tonight?
Yeah, for sure. So I had a chance to see back during the round robin of the Sutherland Cup. I went to St. Mary's to check out a game between the Lincolns and the Cyclones. Lincolns won that one 2-1, mainly because of strong goaltending from Brendan Abbott, who's their goaltender. He has some junior A experience previously, but they're a strong team for sure. I mean, you have to be strong to be able to have made it this far, but excellent goaltending. They've got good defense. They've got, definitely good scoring, but I mean, you look at the Listowel Cyclones, too. The last time these two teams met was the final game of the round robin of the Sutherland Cup. It didn't really matter at that point, I guess, other than home ice. But Listowel's getting away with a 5-1 win in that game over St. Mary's. So, and they're a team that we got to see pretty closely during the final. Of course, Stratford going to the Cherry Cup final against them. Same thing can be said for them as you could say for St. Mary's. Strong goaltending, excellent defense, good forwards. So I expect it's going to be a longer series. I would say 6 or 7 games, and okay. I think it's going to be highly competitive, and I think it's going to be very entertaining.
Yeah, and I think St. Mary's Lincolns, certainly of the two teams, have just been riding that wave of success this season.
Oh, for sure. You look at that, and you also look at like the community support in St. Mary's. I was amazed. Like, it was sold out, the game I was at. There was, even people upstairs in that arena watching in the community room on the screen up there. They had the game being broadcast, and it's just amazing. You go there. I mean, I had the opportunity to go to the Baseball Hall of Fame the other day. They're talking about it there. It's the talk about all over town. So, yeah, the support and, as you say, the ride of success that they've had so far, hopefully, I can't pick a favorite, really, but, I mean, hopefully that will lead them to doing well.
Yeah, it is the Battle of Perth County. Again, it is the Sutherland Cup final, so game one is tonight in Listowel.
Yeah, exactly. So game one is tonight in Listowel. That's a 7:30 start there. And then it'll be Sunday afternoon back in St. Mary's for the first two games anyway. Then the series proceeds next week. But, yeah, it's going to be an exciting weekend of hockey action. And, of course, right here in Perth County.
All right. And our new news director, Paul Clough, is going to be chatting with the coaches.
He had an opportunity to interview both of the coaches, both the head coach of the Listowel Cyclones and the head coach of the St. Mary's Lincolns. We'll have those comments in our sports coming up later today. And yeah, I mean, it's awesome. Much as we can talk about it right here in Perth County, two strong teams. I mean, it's so either way. Yeah. The championship's going to be staying right here in close proximity. It would have been nice to have seen the Warriors go there, of course, but they had a great season nonetheless. And yeah, it's going to be exciting to watch who comes out on top in this series.
And speaking of the Stratford Warriors, again, Casey, with your broadcast with the Stratford Warriors, we've often introduced you as the voice of Stratford Warriors hockey. However, you are moving on.
Yes, for sure. So I guess it's pretty well known now that I'll be leaving Stratford in a couple of weeks, 2 weeks now. I'm moving on to still staying with Vista, who owns, of course, our stations here, moving to their station in Kempville, much closer to home for me. So I've loved my time here.
Thank you
very much. I've loved my time here. I'll have nothing but fond memories, and it's hard to leave, but I always was hoping maybe for a chance to return home one day, and that's what it is.
Nice.
I've been so lucky. I mean, so fortunate, so lucky. And I've been able to, I've been hired by the Kempville 73s junior A hockey team to be their voice for next season. So
congratulations. Perfect timing for this, the transition over to Kempville radio and for Kempville hockey.
Yeah, it's pretty amazing. It's pretty amazing how it all lined up for sure. As I say, I'm the luckiest guy out there. I really am. Wow. I honestly believe that, so it's awesome that I'm going to have that opportunity to be able to call their games. They have 55 game season. I'm very excited to do that. Of course, I'll still bring everything that I've seen here in Stratford and being part of the Warriors with me as I go. But yeah, very excited and looking forward to the new opportunity for sure.
Well, we wish you again congratulations and great success down the road. Again, still keeping your foot in the hockey world.
Yeah, I love it. Awesome. I mean, I love it for sure. I mean, calling games is my passion. It's ever since I was a little kid, we went to the Hockey Hall of Fame when I was young. My parents brought me to the exhibit that was the play-by-play. I stepped in and from them telling me about it, they're like, they just kind of stood back and they were surprised. But wow, like he goes in there and he knows what he's doing. It's not just like he's just not just saying stuff. He actually can call the game and follow along with the action, you know? And I mean, it was like right from that point, it was something I fell in love with. And that's why I got into radio. So it's very fortunate that I get the chance to continue to do that.
All right, Casey Kenny, now heading off to a Kempville with the Kempville 73. So Casey, I'll leave the final word to you.
Let's get this going.